Imagine how extraordinary it would be to have, by your side every day, the wisest and richest man who ever lived, guiding your steps with insightful vision and unparalleled experience. Imagine waking up each morning with the certainty of having a mentor who not only understands the complexities of life, but has deeply lived through them. This guide would not only point out the best paths to follow, but also warn you of hidden dangers that could arise. He would share not only his achievements, but also the mistakes that taught him valuable lessons, allowing you to avoid common pitfalls. The presence of such a figure by your side would be like possessing a beacon that illuminates the stormiest seas, offering invaluable clarity to navigate the turbulent waters of life. The guidance of this wise man would bring not only security, but also the opportunity to reap the benefits of prudent and well-calculated decisions. Isn't it truly astonishing, the Proverbs of Solomon, written by the son of David, the great king of Israel, were carefully crafted to provide us with a legacy of wisdom that transcends ages. These texts, composed by one blessed with unparalleled wisdom, are primarily aimed at instructing us on a path of life marked by prudence and discernment. When we open these words, we are invited to explore a wealth of teachings that cover all aspects of human existence, from ethics and morality to making just and equitable decisions. These proverbs serve as an inexhaustible source of guidance, meant to empower the simple to become wise and offer the young the knowledge and discretion necessary to navigate life's complexities. The purpose of these teachings is clear. The wise will hear and will increase learning, and the understanding will acquire wise counsel. This statement reveals the humility necessary for continuous learning and the invaluable worth of seeking understanding. Furthermore, these writings teach us the importance of the fear of the Lord as the true beginning of knowledge, a reverence that recognizes divine sovereignty and the fundamental role of spiritual wisdom in our journey. Conversely, they warn us about the dangers of despising wisdom and instruction, highlighting that those who ignore these values are, in fact, fools who deprive themselves of a rich and successful life. Therefore, the Proverbs are not just moral advice, they are a comprehensive guide to life, offering deep understanding of human relationships, principles of leadership, and personal management. They call us to a life of reflection and action based on eternal values, emphasizing that true wisdom is not only theoretical but practical and accessible to all who seek it with an open heart. The practical laws of life, like a compass that guides the correct direction, are a constant in the Book of Proverbs, a precious legacy from King Solomon. These timeless teachings reveal principles that, when followed, can radically transform the life of anyone, regardless of their past. Wisdom, personified as a voice crying out amidst the crowd, does not hide in dark corners, but rises in the streets and squares, in the places of greatest movement and visibility. She proclaims her truths at the entrance of the city gates, challenging listeners to abandon simplicity and indifference. In Proverbs 1:20-22, we read, "Wisdom cries without. She utters her voice in the streets. She cries in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she utters her words, saying, 'How long, ye simple ones? Will ye love simplicity?' And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." These words are both an invitation and a warning. Wisdom calls, offering herself generously to those willing to listen, but also warns about the dangers of despising her. She questions the love for simplicity, the rejection of knowledge, and the disdain of mockers, challenging us to reflect on our choices. Throughout history, those who dedicated themselves to following these principles witnessed remarkable changes in their lives. Prosperity, health, and fulfillment are fruits many have reaped by embracing these teachings with sincerity and commitment. So, wouldn't it be wise to consider these values as guides for our own lives? The text continues to enlighten us with promises of safety and protection. In Proverbs 2:10-12, we are reminded that when wisdom enters into your heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto your soul, discretion shall preserve you, understanding shall keep you, to deliver you from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaks froward things. Here we see that wisdom not only enriches the mind and soul, but also serves as a defense against destructive influences. It is a shield against those who spread perversities, offering a solid barrier that protects us from moral deviations and bad choices. True wisdom is, therefore, an invaluable treasure, not only for achieving a virtuous and satisfying life, but also for ensuring a protected and blessed existence. The world is full of individuals who, both in the present and the past, diligently sought the wisdom that emanated from this great King of Israel. This quest for understanding and applying the wise laws recorded by Solomon is not limited to a single aspect of life, like financial success. It permeates all areas of human existence. From personal development to strengthening communities, the teachings of the Book of Proverbs offer a roadmap for a full and balanced life. It is not surprising, therefore, that many of the truths contained in these texts have been the foundation upon which great societies have been built, civilizations have been strengthened, and civil laws that uphold justice and order have been shaped. The preciousness of this wisdom is emphasized in Proverbs 8:10-12, where it is written, "Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I wisdom dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions." These words reveal an incomparable value, where instruction and knowledge are held in higher esteem than material wealth. True wisdom is a treasure more precious than any gemstone or valuable metal, as it is the key to a life of prudence and discernment. The application of Solomon's teachings in areas such as fidelity, integrity, diligence, justice, respect, correction, peace, and perseverance has a lasting impact on our societies. Even though many people may not realize it, the values that underpin their lives often find roots in these biblical principles. Solomon's wisdom is not just a relic of the past. It is alive and applicable today, offering clear guidance for the complexities of modern life. Let us then explore some practical proverbs that we can adopt as guides in our daily lives. These proverbs, rich in meaning and applicability, not only guide us in how to act with prudence and discernment, but also inspire us to seek a life marked by virtue and purpose. They remind us that true success goes beyond the accumulation of material goods and is, in fact, rooted in a life lived with wisdom and understanding. The Proverbs of Solomon are filled with practical and profound advice that touches on the various spheres of human life. One of these timeless truths is highlighted in Proverbs 21:3-4, where it is said, "To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin." This passage reminds us that righteousness and justice are more valued by God than mere offerings or religious rituals. The verse underscores the importance of a humble heart and a just attitude, rather than arrogant behavior and a life dedicated to wickedness. The emphasis here is on inner integrity and purity of intentions, which are preferable to outward acts of devotion, devoid of sincerity. In Proverbs 25:19, we find a warning about misplaced trust. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. This vivid image illustrates the betrayal of trust as something painful and detrimental, comparable to a broken tooth or a dislocated foot, both causing great discomfort and incapacity. This proverb teaches us to be discerning in whom we place our trust, especially in times of need. Another wise counsel is found in Proverbs 5:15-20, which warns against marital infidelity and celebrates fidelity. "Drink waters out of your own cistern, and running waters out of your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets, let them be only your own, and not strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of your youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breasts satisfy you at all times, and be you ravished always with her love. And why will you, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? This passage celebrates monogamy and the joy found in marital fidelity, using the metaphor of water to symbolize the exclusivity and purity of the relationship. It encourages the enjoyment of the blessings of conjugal love and warns against the dangers of infidelity, which only bring chaos and suffering. Solomon's strategies, when applied wisely, can bring numerous practical benefits, including better health, honor, strengthened relationships, confidence, and financial abundance. These words, full of practicality, highlight that the Bible is not just a religious compendium about God or a promise of a future heaven, but a manual for a well-lived life here on earth. Solomon challenges us to use our time, energy, skills, and resources wisely and efficiently, maximizing our potential and ensuring that our existence has impact and meaning. Finally, in Proverbs 16:16, we are reminded of the incomparable value of wisdom. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? This statement highlights the superiority of wisdom and understanding over material riches. While gold and silver are valuable, wisdom is infinitely more precious, as it guides all our choices and decisions, leading us to a life of purpose and satisfaction. The proverb found in Proverbs 29:18, which says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish," highlights a fundamental truth about the importance of vision and purpose in life. Vision is more than just dreams or desires. It is a driving force that directs our actions and keeps us focused on greater goals. It is easy to understand why those who achieve success attribute so much value to vision. It is the foundation upon which great achievements are built, serving as a compass that guides us through life's uncertainties. This verse has the power to transform lives because it points to the necessity of clear direction and understanding of purpose. Without vision, people can get lost, wandering aimlessly and settling for mediocrity. Vision inspires, motivates, and gives meaning to our actions, elevating us from a limited mindset to one of great impact. Those who embraced a clear vision in their lives were often known for their confidence and determination. They spoke of their destiny with unwavering conviction, even before seeing any tangible signs of success. This confidence was not based on arrogance, but on a deep belief in the validity of their vision and its transformative power. People of great impact, therefore, are those who not only see the future with hope, but also commit to building that future with effort and dedication. They understand that vision is the fuel that feeds the passion and persistence necessary to overcome obstacles and achieve their goals. This perspective is essential for anyone who wishes to live a meaningful life and make a lasting difference in the world. The proverb reminds us that without vision, we risk perishing, not only physically, but also spiritually and emotionally. Therefore, cultivating a clear vision and working to realize it is one of the keys to a full and impactful life. Lessons from the Book of Proverbs. 1. Diligent people achieve incredible results. The Bible, through the Proverbs of Solomon, clearly highlights the power of diligence. In Proverbs 10:4-5, we read, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame." This proverb emphasizes that hard and honest work leads to prosperity, while dishonesty leads to poverty. Diligence, however, is not merely a matter of brute effort. Solomon teaches us that it is necessary to work intelligently and with creative persistence. This means planning, prioritizing, and investing our time effectively to achieve the best possible results. Diligence is a skill that can be developed and is accessible to everyone, regardless of their initial circumstances. As it is written in Proverbs 11:27, "He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him." The conscious pursuit of good with consistent and intentional effort, attracts blessings and success. This quality is not innate, but a practice that can be learned and cultivated. Even if someone started with disadvantages in education or life, diligence can offer a significant competitive edge. The importance of diligence is further highlighted in Proverbs 13:4. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Here we see the contrast between the lazy and the diligent. The lazy person lives with unfulfilled desires, while the diligent prospers through dedicated work. Failure to cultivate this quality can lead to a life of frustration and stagnation, as it says in Proverbs 12:24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Those who practice diligence will attain positions of leadership and influence, while the negligent will be at the mercy of others. Moreover, diligence directed toward productive goals tends to result in abundance, as described in Proverbs 21:5. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty only to want. This verse highlights the importance of careful planning and persistent execution, in contrast to impulsive haste that often leads to failure. The lack of diligence, on the other hand, is depicted in Proverbs 12:27. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. This suggests that even when opportunities arise, without the necessary diligence to take advantage of them, they can be wasted. Thus, diligence is not only a virtue to be admired, but an essential practice for a fruitful and successful life. It is the key that transforms simple desires into concrete achievements, ensuring that every effort is rewarded and every opportunity fully explored. 2. Without vision, we perish. Vision and hope are fundamental to achieving a full and meaningful life, and although they may seem like simple terms, they are in reality profound and powerful concepts. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs 10:28-29, "The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity." These words emphasize that hope and vision are not mere wishes or fleeting dreams, but powerful forces that shape our destiny and guide us on our journey. Vision, in the biblical context, is a clear understanding of a divine purpose for a person's life. It provides a defined destination, a goal to strive for. Without this vision, people tend to get lost in the confusion of everyday life, living reactively rather than proactively. Hope, in turn, is the confidence in the fulfillment of that vision, a positive expectation that through perseverance and faith, the desired outcome will be achieved. These elements are described as sources of power because they have the ability to transform the way we live. They function as a map, offering guidance and clarity in moments of uncertainty. Vision defines what we want to achieve, while hope gives us the strength to continue, even in the face of difficulties. This combination is an extraordinary driving force that propels the race of life, fueling our determination and resilience. Often the strength of vision and hope is underestimated. However, it is these qualities that differentiate a life lived with purpose from a life without direction. They allow us to see beyond our current circumstances and focus on what is possible, rather than being confined by what is. Vision and hope, when cultivated, become a fortress for the righteous, protecting them from the desolation and despair that afflict those who live without a clear purpose. Without these vital forces, we are like a ship adrift, vulnerable to the storms of life. Therefore, it is essential to develop and maintain a clear vision and firm hope. They not only provide joy and strength, but also sustain and guide us on our walk, ensuring that we not only survive, but thrive on the journey of life. 3. Lack of communication is the cause of most problems. Effective communication is fundamental to the harmonious functioning of human relationships. Listening and understanding are not just important components, but the backbone of healthy communication. When we communicate, we do not just convey words, but also emotions and intentions. As it says in Proverbs 8:6-7, "Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips." This verse highlights the importance of speaking with honesty and justice, emphasizing that truth should be the foundation of our interactions. Communication goes beyond words. It also includes tone of voice, facial expressions, timing, and gestures. These nonverbal elements are powerful and can sometimes communicate more than the words themselves. Proverbs 12:18-19 observes, "There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment." Words can be as sharp as swords, causing deep harm, or they can be healing, bringing comfort and restoration. Sincerity is enduring, while falsehood is fleeting and self-destructive. A universal truth is that people often grasp our intentions and emotions even before they understand the words we say. This nonverbal aspect of communication can be the difference between success and failure in various areas of life. Knowing how to adjust our tone or choose words wisely to align our intentions with our goals is crucial. Proverbs 4:10 advises, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many." This counsel underscores the importance of listening and absorbing wise advice for longevity and success. Our words have the power to wound or heal. They can be like daggers that cause pain and division, or like balms that soothe and restore. In Proverbs 8:6-7, we are encouraged to speak excellently and justly, rejecting wickedness and falsehood. The quality of our communication can be significantly affected by our internal attitudes. Even a true message, if delivered with an inappropriate temperament, can be distorted and cause unnecessary conflicts. Wisdom in communication also involves knowing when to be gentle and when to be firm. Proverbs 15:1-2 teaches us, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness." A calm response can disarm anger, while a harsh response can escalate the situation. Thus, the ability to communicate effectively is one of the most valuable skills we can develop, as it shapes the quality of our relationships and the peace in our lives. 4. Happiness brings great health benefits. The pursuit of happiness is a universal desire, but true happiness goes beyond superficial achievements. To genuinely attain it, it is necessary to cultivate gratitude, avoid envy, and anchor our strength in enduring truths rather than fleeting emotions. In Proverbs 3:7-8, we are advised, "Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." This verse highlights the connection between a life of reverence to God and physical health. It suggests that humility, respect for divine laws, and choosing righteous paths bring benefits not only spiritually, but also physically. Genuine happiness cannot be found solely in material wealth, perfect marriages, physical beauty, or prestigious jobs. These aspects, although desirable, are merely superficial forms of seeking happiness. What if we achieve success in these areas, but sacrifice our physical and mental health in the process? Proverbs 4:22 states, "For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh," referring to wisdom and understanding. This suggests that true well-being comes from a life lived with wisdom and purpose, promoting health and vitality. We must not allow ourselves to live an unhappy life or seek happiness in the wrong places, such as addictions and dependencies. These paths may seem attractive initially, but they end up bringing more pain and suffering, worse than the unhappiness they tried to mask. Proverbs 16:24-25 teaches us, "Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones." There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. These passages emphasize that what seems right or satisfying can actually lead to ruin. To live a truly happy life, we must seek words and actions that are like honeycomb, sweet and healthy, bringing healing and peace to the soul. True happiness is found in what is good and just, which nourishes both body and spirit. It is not a state achieved through instant gratifications, but through conscious choices that promote holistic well-being. Therefore, by focusing on practices that cultivate genuine happiness, we ensure not only a healthy mind and spirit, but also a vibrant and full body. True happiness, thus, is one of the most precious blessings we can achieve, and its pursuit should be guided by wisdom and truth. 5. Become invaluable. Being valued wherever we are is a comforting and rewarding feeling, as it indicates that we are esteemed and perceived as necessary. The Bible encourages us to aspire to qualities that make us truly invaluable, as highlighted in Proverbs 31:25-26. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. These words describe a person whose presence is clothed in strength and dignity, someone who faces the future with confidence and wisdom, and whose speech is guided by kindness and integrity. However, true value does not lie merely in being recognized or admired, but in living beyond selfishness and cultivating a life of altruism and sincerity. In any place, whether in the community, the workplace, or within the family, our true invaluability manifests when we are kind, honest, and generous. Being invaluable goes beyond appearances and titles. It is about demonstrating a character that reflects deep and consistent values. Proverbs 19:22 highlights the importance of honesty and moral well-being. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. This verse suggests that human desire for well-being is better satisfied through true and genuine virtues than by wealth or status gained dishonestly. A poor but honest man is considered of greater value than someone who, although may possess riches, lacks integrity. Therefore, to become truly invaluable, we must cultivate a character that goes beyond the material and superficial. True greatness lies in being authentic, serving others with a pure heart, and being a presence that brings light and peace to those around us. This approach not only makes us valuable in the eyes of others, but also provides us with internal satisfaction that no material wealth can match. Being invaluable is a call to transcend individualism and embrace a life of service and truth. When we live this way, we become not only appreciated, but irreplaceable, leaving a legacy of kindness and wisdom that endures beyond our own existence. Father, thank you for showing me the way of wisdom in your word. I'm grateful for the book of Proverbs in the Bible because it shows me how to live life profitably. Thank you for loving me enough to guide me on the right path of living and also for turning me away from the path of regret. I pray in Jesus' name that I always have the inner desire to feed on your word. I receive the grace of the Holy Spirit to continuously extract the rich wisdom in the book of Proverbs. Thank you for your rich and practical wisdom, which is more than enough to make my life worthwhile. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.